Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your family medicine cabinet of unused and expired prescription drugs. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. To find a collection site near you, visit DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Voted one of Virginia's top newscasts now.
It's a new world, you know, it's a different era.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, Amen FM, Charlottesville.
Mostly sunny and warm conditions for today. Highs will be climbing into the middle 80s.
It is 63 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
Albemarle County Police are searching for information in connection to a social media threat that was made toward Albemarle High School on Thursday.
The message says, in quote, at 2:50, I'm going to Albemarle. If you're there, you might want to go home early. I need to get rid of some people.
Immediately, we deployed resources to provide enhanced security, to conduct an investigation, and also to provide traffic control support at the school.
The United Way of Greater Charlottesville kicked off their five-year Envision campaign yesterday at Ickes Art Park.
Its goal is to help lift 1,800 families out of poverty over the next 5 years. We've worked with a number of partners in our community to design that program and hopefully to execute it.
You can find out more at unitedwayseville.org/envision.
A Nelson County man was killed in a crash on Wednesday morning along Route 29 in southern Albemarle County. According to Albemarle County Police, 24-year-old Romel Washington died at the scene of the crash.
64 new jobs are coming to Albemarle County as Bonumos, a healthy sugar company, is about to expand their operations. They're partnering with Hershey.
It means a lot to Virginia. In the last 3.5 years, we've had close to $50 billion. It's record-setting in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Governor Northam announced the $27 million project that'll research and develop reduced or zero-sugar chocolate products here in the Charlottesville area.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 63 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next. On Central Virginia's home of Virginia Tech football, they take on Pitt Saturday starting at 2, brought to you by R.L. Byer Construction on WCHV.
That sound? That's flowers putting up a fight. Thousands of them at the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's, carried by people committed to the cause. It doesn't matter what obstacles are in their way. Just like flowers, our participants keep going, raising funds and awareness for a breakthrough in the fight against Alzheimer's and all other dementia. Now it's time to add your flower. Join us at aoz.org/walk.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. At Batteries Plus, we do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Get powered at your locally owned store, schedule a convenient curbside pickup, or shop thousands of batteries and bulbs at batteriesplus.com.
I'm Jill Nato. Nicholas Cruz, the Florida man who admits to killing 17 people in the Parkland school shooting, heads to court in a few